Hey, everybody. Tan the Charlie Kirk Show. Speaker Johnson disappoints majorly. What could have been a major fight for the border? He runs to the hills and gives Chuck U. Schumer a bailout. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show and consider becoming a member. If you like what we are doing and what we are saying and you want to get exclusive in-depth coverage in addition to what we post, and if you want to listen to our content advertised free, go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. So check it out right now, members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. 153 days. It has been 153 days, at least from when one negotiation ends and one begins. In September, there was a continuing resolution fight. Now, let's go even further back. Let's go back. In December of 2022, right after the midterms, this has just been kind of brushed aside, the outgoing old bulls of the Senate, Senator Shelby of Alabama and Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives, they struck a deal. And we were outraged about this deal. They said, we want to rob the legislative calendar of budgeting, and we're going to do a massive omnibus budget and kick it all the way to September of 2023. Now, we were outraged because he said, wait a second, we have this incoming House Republican Congress that they're not going to have a lot of time. But we said, okay, September, we're going to be ready for it. Now, in the midst of it, there was a debt ceiling fight. The debt ceiling fight happened in the late spring. And obviously, that didn't go well. No cuts. FBI got all their money. The border was not secured. We still borrow $2 trillion. The intel agencies got everything they wanted. Ukraine still got money. We said, hey, but the big fight is coming in September, everybody. And in September, there was a clean, really a dirty, continuing resolution, building upon Nancy Pelosi's budget, building upon Chuck Schumer's budget, building upon Joe Biden's budget. The FBI still gets all their money. The CIA still gets all their money. The Department of Education still gets all their money. The Department of Justice still gets all their money. And that decision resulted in the removal of Kevin McCarthy. You all remember it was a kind of a carnival of votes and up and down, and we landed with Speaker Johnson. And so Speaker Johnson becomes Speaker, and we were very forceful at the time. We said, Speaker Johnson, fight now, not later. Fight now, not later, because you're going to get nothing but excuses in the new year. Now, we were told by all the insiders, they tried to call me and the staffers, Charlie, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. We're going to get some really great deal. Just wait for the new year. Then you might remember in November, we warned, we said, hey, Thanksgiving and Christmas, don't punt this to the new year. Once you get into the new year, you're not going to get anything substantive. But I was told by Speaker Johnson and his team, and there were some very, let's just say, heated discussions and debates, and I don't even call Speaker Johnson back anymore. He was like, hey, can you call me? Just show me the goods, man. And honestly, I hate to be proven right. I hate to be proven. It's really sad, honestly. It's sad. Because we said, look, if you're not going to work through Thanksgiving and work through Christmas, we're supposed to believe that there's going to be this incredible movement of courage in January. But no, we were told by even some conservatives that come on the show, oh, just wait till January. Oh, just wait till January. Oh, just wait till January. January is when it's going to happen. I said, guys, I got to be honest. I don't believe you. You aren't going to do anything in January. You're supposed to believe you're just going to arrive after a four-week Christmas break and find all the courage to cut spending and secure the border and do the necessary things to shut down the government. I don't believe you. I don't. But we were told by all the experts and all the insiders and all the consultants in Speaker Johnson's office, hey, January is where we draw the line. And we said, hey, why don't you work through Christmas? Why don't you use all of the holiday distraction to your advantage, even if you think you're going to go down in the approval poll ratings? First of all, who cares? But if that really matters to you, just get it over in Christmas, hold the line. But you guys had time to reduce your House majority to get rid of George Santos. Last evening, look, there is no way to spin it. There is, I guess, a little bit of a hopeful element. There's 103 really good, strong members of Congress that did the right thing. But yesterday, led by Speaker Johnson himself, he voted for this. Led by Speaker Johnson himself, House Republicans teamed up with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, and they punted to March. So that means from December of 2022, when we did not control the House, punted all the way to September of 2023, then punted to November of 2023, then punted to January 2024, and now we have punted to March of 2024. It has been an uninterrupted punting game from 90 days, 9 months, 60 days, 90 days, not cutting spending, not securing the border, still borrowing $2 trillion and amounting to the ever-growing debts and deficits. And now we're supposed to believe that you guys are going to find your backbone and courage in March of an election year? That in March of an election year, you guys are all of a sudden going to be willing to lock down and shut down the government? Speaker Johnson, you are an enormous embarrassment, an enormous disappointment. I even said yesterday, I was willing to cut you some slack. I said, I'm willing to just let bygones be bygones. You should shut down the government. What is the argument as to why you did not shut down the government today? What is the argument? We are being materially invaded by the cartels. We are being invaded on a daily basis. And what is the reason you did not draw a line in the sand? We will have another 400,000 illegal foreigners during the duration of this continuing resolution. Why is this acceptable? And I want to be perfectly honest with you. I don't like these segments. I don't like just complaining and attacking, but it's necessary. I got to be honest, it's necessary. I wish I had all this great news to share with you, but I cover this stuff for a living very carefully. And I remember in December of 2022, when they robbed the House majority all the way to September of 2023, and then they punt to November, then they punt to January. Do you see what's going on here? They think they can just keep punting by 60 to 90 days and you're going to lose interest and you're going to lose concern. And meanwhile, all the things that they complain about, and this is why and to Jim Jordan's credit, he voted correctly on this. By the way, can we get the roll call of the people that voted for it and who didn't? Grace Chong does a great job of this, by the way. She does a really great job on, I get all these screenshots sent from her. She's really great. She works with Steve Bannon and I follow all of it. The roll call, she does a great job. So if we can get those two, there's one of the people that voted for the CR and people that didn't vote for the CR. Thank you. Yeah, I think this is the ones who voted no. The 108 Republicans that voted against it, which is great. And then there's a lot that voted for it. And Speaker Johnson is leading the charge. Speaker Johnson says, 400,000 illegals, no big deal. Speaker Johnson continues on Nancy Pelosi's budget. Speaker Johnson continues on the Chuck Schumer budget. Just keep on capitulating. He had so many opportunities. Imagine in a different universe, he could have said, hey, we're going to work through Thanksgiving. If you're going to take me out as speaker, I'm going to be known as the most tough-nosed speaker in American history. I'm going to go down swinging. I'm going to go down fighting for the American people. Could you imagine an alternative universe? Speaker Johnson had a spine. If Speaker Johnson had gusto, if Speaker Johnson really was a strong man, Speaker Johnson, he is one of the weakest politicians I've ever seen ascend. Honestly, Speaker McCarthy would have done a better job. I know that's controversial. Speaker McCarthy was getting more concessions. He wasn't getting great concessions at times, but Speaker McCarthy was doing a much better job than Speaker Johnson. That is the thought crime of the day. He was doing a better job than this. We have got we've had nothing, absolutely nothing since Speaker Johnson became Speaker. In fact, we got the opposite. We're spending more money. And then 107 Republicans voted on this CR. Interestingly enough, the person who didn't vote for it is Elise Stefanik. She knows what she's doing. She's in the vice presidential race. She's a smart cookie. I'll tell you what. She knows, she gets this Axios piece, Donald Trump heavily considering Stefanik. She knows what, she knows exactly what she's doing. If she would have voted for the CR, she would have been took out of the running immediately. I'm not even saying I'm supportive of Stefanik for VP, but it's an interesting indicator because she's in House leadership and she was one of the few people not to follow along House leadership. Very, very interesting. Very telling because Stefanik knows what's popular with the people and therefore leadership knows what's popular with the people, but they don't care. They don't represent you. They just, the country's burning and they do what they want. They don't care about you. They never have.
Hi, I'm Adriana, a politics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders recognized an obvious fact of life. Human beings differ in terms of physical attributes and talents. Because of this, some people will be better at some things than they are at others. But they also recognized that the tall and the short among us, the swift and the slow among us, are still human beings if we are recognizable as human beings. And therefore, we are equal in terms of the rights that pertain to human beings, rights attached to human nature. Rights that come from God. The Declaration of Independence names three of the big ones: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Exercising these rights is necessary if we are to be truly free. In our own time, many influential people believe that only government can decide what our rights should be. This is dangerous. Understanding our rights and how the Constitution protects them is vital to our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
So let me tell you, one of the reasons why I'm more frustrated regarding Speaker Johnson than Speaker McCarthy, two men that I've had an opportunity to get to know. And it's not helpful to dive overly interesting in the details. And this is not a robust defense of Speaker McCarthy, but this is my own personal take. I take my faith and my Christianity very seriously. When somebody leads with their Christianity, when somebody leads with their biblical beliefs, I immediately hold them to a higher standard. I say, wow, okay, you're going to invoke the holy. You're going to wear the badge of what it means to be a Christian. I'm going to look at you a little bit differently. And by the way, the scriptures support this. The scriptures support the idea that if you say that you are a Christian and say that you are a believer, that you should be looked at differently. By the fruit, you will know them. And so Speaker Johnson, at almost every turn, reminds us that he is a Christian. At almost every turn, Speaker Johnson tells us and reminds us that he has a biblical worldview. And I'm not doubting that he might believe it, but if I don't see any evidence of that, I get rather annoyed. In fact, I get ticked off for good reason, because it gives Christians a bad name, number one. Number two, is that if you actually believed these things, Speaker Johnson, you would not be acting like this. And I don't need to look any further than the border issue. Now, Speaker McCarthy, when he was Speaker, he would not go around saying, I have a biblical worldview. Okay, got it, man. Speaker McCarthy was a transactional politician. We knew what we were getting there. And yet Speaker Johnson acts exactly the same as Speaker McCarthy, if not even worse, while wearing the cloth, essentially. The most outspokenly Christian politician in America right now is Speaker Johnson. Has he made Christians look good? And I'm not saying he's not a Christian. I'm not doubting his faith. I am doubting the fruit. I'm seeing no fruit. But I'm saying, does that make Christianity look good? Now, when people think of Christian politicians, they think of spineless, gutless, lying, deceitful. No courage, no gusto, no spirit. Okay with women being raped on the southern border. Okay with fentanyl coming into our country. Okay with the FBI infiltrating Latin Mass. What have you done, man? Where is the do not fear, be strong and courageous, as it says in Joshua 1:9? And that is why I hold Speaker Johnson to a higher standard. When you invoke the holy, when you tell me that your worldview is similar to mine, a biblical worldview, then I say, okay, then we're going to be looking at you differently. If Speaker Johnson would have come out and said, look, I'm kind of just a live and let live type guy. For example, if it was Javier Milei, who's honestly terrific in what he's saying and doing, and you want the thought crime of the day? Javier Milei, who is a converted to Judaism, who is into kind of like threesome orgies or some sort of weird stuff, Javier Milei acts with more courage and more fruit of a biblical worldview than even Speaker Johnson. That's your thought crime of the day. And here we have this list of people, and Speaker Johnson led the charge. It would have been one thing if Speaker Johnson would have voted against the CR. Then I would not have as strong of an argument. It would have been a show vote. It just would have protected him. But Speaker Johnson voted yes on yet another punting extension as the country is withering away. Our blood oxygen levels are going down. We are dying on the vine. And Speaker Johnson goes along and he votes to say, yes, we want to punt to March. We want to punt to March. And to be perfectly transparent with you guys, and I'm not trying to blackpill you. I'm not trying to make you feel sad, or I'm just being honest. They're not going to do anything in March useful. The closer we get to the election, they're going to say, now we're really in cycle. You want to talk about being in cycle? In March, you're going to say, guys, I'm already getting a primary and attack ads ran against me. That's why we were so forceful, so animated about the fall of 2023 fight. I've been around for 11 years, not a long period of time, but enough to know that if you don't fight in the fall before the cycle begins, you're not going to get anything done. And yet Speaker Johnson, while intermixing scriptural references, lies to us, lies, by the way. Oh, we're going to do a laddered CR and the big fight is coming in January and I'm not going to put up with the border not being secure. The border's not secure. Speaker Johnson, you could have shut down the government today. You could have done that. Or at least if you would have had a defection from your conference, you could have done a press conference and said, if you vote to keep this government open, you're not getting any money from my PAC. You're not getting any money from leadership. It is leadership's position that the government will be shut down and we're going to blame Chuck Schumer instead. Speaker Johnson bends the knee to Chuck U. Schumer. Traditional media is crumbling. Why? Because they're hiding something, something big. People are realizing they're being lied to, left and right, even by institutions they thought they could trust. But you've known the truth all along. You also know that the time to prepare for what's coming is right now. Get started by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll save $200 on an essential 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Over the years, My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families prepare for emergencies, and yours should be next. Sealed inside ultra-durable packaging, their delicious meals last up to 25 years in storage and provide over 2,000 calories daily. Eat right when things go wrong with these 3-month emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. With $200 in savings, you can get enough for each family member. They deserve your protection. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Order by 3 p.m. for free day shipping. That is free same-day shipping. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. We're receiving a lot of emails here, freedom@charliekirk.com. This is not complicated, by the way. What an opportunity. Speaker Johnson could have put the conference together, could have laid it down and said, listen, we have two demands and they are not unreasonable. We need cuts and we need a border. That's it. We need cuts and we need a border. $2 trillion annualized deficits is unacceptable. Figure it out. Get in the room. Find the waste. Cut the spending. People are complaining, why are things so expensive? Why are groceries going up? Government fiscal stimulus, aka $6 trillion of federal annualized spending, and we only have $4 trillion in revenue, is breaking our monetary advantage. It is breaking the financial system. It's breaking it. Why are houses prices still going up even though the economy is not so good? And Speaker Johnson is a gutless wonder. He's a gutless wonder. And I just want to be very clear. Yesterday, I said, let's just have a new opportunity. Let's just let bygones be bygones. Let's just wipe this clean. And instead, Speaker Johnson, he comes out, what is the calculus here? Now, I could have been proven wrong here. I could have had egg on my face. Remember, I said it was a mistake to punt in November, a mistake to punt in October, a mistake to punt in Christmas. And Speaker Johnson could have actually proven me wrong because the border crisis is far more of a crisis today than it was even back in the fall. Imagine the popular hero that Speaker Johnson could be if he'd come out of nowhere and delivered this decisive force. Again, the people in D.C. are corrupt and they're stupid. They're both. Imagine this for a second. Speaker Johnson could have shut down the government and then he could have gone right to New York City. Go to New York City, to AOC's district, where all these blacks are angry and saying, I'm shutting down the government for you. And then he goes to Chicago. I'm shutting down the government for you. Then he goes down to the border himself. And Speaker Johnson could say, you know what? If Joe Biden wants to reopen the government, he can come visit me in Eagle Pass, Texas. Speaker Johnson could have set up a working office. You're the Speaker of the House, man. You're not some sort of page. You're not some sort of Senate intern. You're acting like you're a Senate intern. Speaker Johnson could have shut down the border, opened up his entire office on Eagle Pass, Texas, and said, hey, you want to reopen the government, Chuck U. Schumer? Haha, I'm in charge. You're not now. The people have taken back the government, and we have our operating in Eagle Pass, Texas. And how would the media have spun that? Speaker Johnson holding the government hostage from Eagle Pass, Texas? They'd have to cover it. And Speaker Johnson could have this unbelievable visual of these fighting age males. And they would just be coming in, and Speaker Johnson could be doing all these interviews on the Dylan Mulvaney show and on the Race Lady on MSNBC. He could be doing these interviews while these males are just coming by him and say, you know why the government is shut down here? And I'm going to sleep in a tent. Could you imagine the visual? Speaker Johnson sleeping in a tent in Eagle Pass, Texas. By the way, the leaders lead. And Speaker Johnson's not a leader. He's not a leader. By the way, you know what I said previously? I say Speaker Johnson, have him lead a Bible study. That would not go well. Woo! That would be a disaster. He should lead nothing. Speaker Johnson is a gutless wonder. No creativity, no spirit, no gusto, no spine. He's a fake. He's a fraud and he's a fake. Again, this wouldn't have been hard. Shut down the government and bring your whole House Republican conference to Eagle Pass, Texas. You know what they'd say? Oh, that's a gimmick. I think that would have won over a lot of people. A gimmick? You're being invaded with we have never been invaded like this in the history of our country, ever. A gimmick? And by the way, this Speaker Johnson, you know, he did this open board, he did this press conference, and he did this whole thing. It's a joke. That was a gimmick. You go and bring the House Republican Conference and say, you want to reopen the government? Chuck Schumer, you have to get on a connecting flight through Dallas, Texas, and get in a car for 2 hours and meet me in Eagle Pass, Texas. Woohoo! Hardball. The Democrats would do that to us if there was an issue. How do I know that? They went down to the kids in cages. Remember when all these people are like flying on planes all over the place? They go to D.C. because they were vacating over this abortion stuff. Republicans are lazy. They are dumb. They are weak. And Speaker Johnson, he does this all in the name of God, which is what frustrates me the most. He does this in the name of God. They need real leadership. By the way, we have nothing but ideas. They don't talk to us. They don't want ideas. You know how many ideas I give these people? And this is just one off the top of my head. A single real leader can make cowards brave. Let me repeat that. A single really great leader can make cowards brave. That is why we have statues to Winston Churchill. We have cowardice across the United Kingdom. And one man steps up and all of a sudden creates a civilization of courage. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. And by the way, the Bible is filled with people of courage. Maybe Speaker Johnson should read the Bible, the thing that he always quotes. Or is Speaker Johnson used that as a veneer, as a camouflage, as a protection racket so that people don't criticize him? We're on to your whole shtick, Speaker Johnson. Get out of the way. And by the way, some people say, oh, Charlie, you're being too mean. We're being invaded. We're borrowing $2 trillion a year. We're not doing nice guy talk anymore. You want nice guy talk? Go to Chick-fil-A, which I'm not a fan of, but fine. Go be one of those guys. Hello, my name's Mike Johnson. What can I get you today? They're always very cheerful. They're always very nice. He's cut out for that job. Go do that. Get people what they want. You're used to giving people what they want. Go give them a chicken sandwich and waffle fries. Great. Get out of the way. This was your great opportunity, man, and you blew it. At least pretend like you care. And by the way, Speaker Johnson gives you this middle finger, this throbbing middle finger, because he even voted for the CR. He voted for the CR. No cuts. So the CR, 400,000 people are just going to come across the border, 400,000 people. Again, this is not that hard. Again, I'm just coming up with these things off the top of my head. He could have shut down the government, go down to Eagle Pass, Texas, pitch the tent, and do interviews. Waste of time. But not shocked, because I saw it from the first couple days. Jack Posobiec was ahead of me. I gave Speaker Johnson 1 week, and boy, I saw a gutless wonder emerge. Now, this is what's amazing to me. Speaker Johnson, 18% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's handling of the border. You've been given a political gift. You've been an opportunity to solve a problem, but given an opportunity to be a leader. Play cut 62.
Biden is struggling to break through immigration, a critical issue for voters. Our polling shows just 18% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the issue.
18%. So, Speaker Johnson, you have an 18% approval. Joe Biden has an 18% approval rating on an issue. And you gave him another 60 days. That's what you did. What is the explanation here, pal? By the way, you're welcome on the show anytime. You're welcome here to explain yourself. But our audience is not going to put up with this. Speaker Johnson will be known as one of the fakest, weakest leaders. And I will say this. He's worse than Boehner in some ways. He's worse than Paul Ryan in some ways. He's worse than McCarthy in some ways. Those people did not pretend to be one of us. Paul Ryan did for a little bit. But okay, they were transactional politicians. They did this stuff. All right, I want to get to some good news here because this Speaker Johnson is a perfect example of who you should not raise your children to be. You should just look at Speaker Johnson. You should tell your kids, whatever you do in life, don't be like this. Just don't be like this liar. This guy is not authentic. He has no integrity. He has no honesty. What a blown opportunity. Could you imagine the grassroots, if they even got a week of Speaker Johnson shutting down the government, going to the border, doing interviews, holding the line, I think approval ratings for Republicans would have gone up. Why do you think Trump is winning? Why do you think he's beating every poll? Why do you think, by the way, this is suspicious and it smells to high heaven? But that's a separate issue. Of all these people saying Trump is going to win, because there is a primal scream in the heartland, outside of D.C., there's a primal scream saying, please fight for me. Please fight for me. Please fight for me. Please fight for me. And Speaker Johnson says, no. Would you like to hear a Bible verse? No. Thank the good Lord that we have Donald Trump. Thank the good Lord. He wouldn't put up with this. In a second, the border was secure under Donald Trump. The numbers were so far down. He got Mexico. By the way, of all the successes that we need to focus on with Trump, he did have a largely secure border. I wish he would have done more deportations, but the border was like placid compared to what it is now. And people say, oh, well, it's Speaker Johnson's at least at the March for Life. Oh, really? So what have you done to the FBI that spies on pro-lifers? Stop live action role-playing. As a Speaker of the House, start acting like one. Joining us now is a terrific person, Jane Zirkle. And is that right? AKA Calamity Jane?
Yes, Charlie. Okay.
Live from the March for Life. By the way, so Jane, I want you to just tell our audience one of the best parts of March for Life is the amount of young people, the amount of energy, the enthusiasm. You're doing a great job in the snow there. I'm in Arizona, no such snow. Walk us through what it's like on the ground at the beautiful March for Life.
Yeah, so I'm doing my best Jim Cantore impression right now, but I'm among 50,000 pro-life activists who've come to D.C. despite the weather, which, of course, is more than Congress can do. But this year's theme of the 51st Annual March for Life is With Every Woman, For Every Child. And what they aimed at honoring here is the work that pro-life activists have done across this country in the post-Roe era, the pregnancy resource centers, the counseling centers. There are over 3,000 pregnancy resource centers across the United States. In the months since Roe v. Wade was overturned, taxpayer dollars, they have used $250 million taxpayer dollars to fund these centers to better support and foster a culture of life. And we need to be seeing that across the states. I want to talk to you a little bit about what we are up against. Two major pro-life bills recently passed in the House, one regarding student care for pregnant students and one regarding funding for pregnancy resource centers. And guess what? Not a single Democrat voted in support of those bills, yet every single Republican voted to support those bills. So that is what we're up against. Joe Biden's deputy campaign manager was making media rounds just a week ago talking about how Joe Biden's day one issue is making abortion access the law of the land. And the radical platform that the Democrats have taken with their pro-abortion agenda is not what represents most Americans. It's definitely not what represents young Americans. And we need strong leaders more than ever to fight against this radical agenda. Across the states now, on the state level, you have pro-abortion activists trying to push through codified abortion laws and state constitutions, particularly in states like Florida, Nebraska, Arkansas, just to name a few.
Just really quick, can you just talk about the age? There's so many young people that attend the March for Life, which I think is so inspiring. And look at the weather, the fact you get 50,000 people in this kind of a storm. And by the way, it's all across the East Coast. The weather's out of control. Really quick, about in 1 minute, Jane, can you talk about just the age, the energy, and the next generation involved in this?
There are so many young people down here. I'd say the majority of people down here are actually people under the age of 25. And of course, really that age group.
I think the weather won. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. The storm got her, and she'll be fine. She's a tough cookie. Does a great job. Getting a lot of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com, in great agreement. And you guys deserve better. That is a theme we say. You deserve better. Many of you are veterans. You've served your country. You pay your taxes. You run your businesses. You raise your kids. You do a great job. You do a really, really great job. You've honored your country. You don't want extra, you don't want radical elements. Many of you are very decent minded. You're very moderate minded. And then you have just a simple ask. Hey, can we have a border? And your leaders say, no, we won't even try. And what bothers me is Speaker Johnson, he comes back from the Christmas break. He starts with this press conference at the border and then does nothing for it. He does nothing. Why would he not shut down the government? When you're being invaded, wouldn't that reach the threshold of use every single tool at your disposal? It's a major disappointment. No, it's beyond a disappointment, the whole thing. There's 108 Republicans that voted against it. It's a good start, but it's not nearly enough. You guys need to keep the pressure on. DC's a lagging indicator. It's not a leading indicator. We just got to remove every single one of them. Every single person who voted for the CR, we just got to primary them all. It's not going to happen in one cycle, over two cycles, and we'll list it, right? Dusty Johnson, South Dakota, take that guy out. Speaker Johnson, by the way, someone should just primary Speaker Johnson. I bet you could do really well in Louisiana. Take them all out, one by one. It's going to take some time, but they certainly don't care about the country, and they don't care about you. In fact, they have contempt for you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.